This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Isidore the Farmer. God, for his reasons, raises certain individuals up for imitation who have lived the gospel message. While saints vary in their ages, personalities, occupations, and accomplishments, they all share a common desire to please God. Isidore was born in 1080 in Madrid, the capital of Spain. His parents were so poor they were forced to follow the custom of placing their children in the household of a wealthy family to ensure they would receive the basics of life. Accordingly, Isidore was placed in the household of a wealthy citizen in Madrid, who sent him to work as a farm laborer on his estate outside of the city. It was here that he remained for his entire life. From the beginning, his parents had taught him about God, the need to pray and to avoid sin. It was this habit of prayer which supported his entire life. Isidore was kind and helpful to others, particularly to the needy and the poor. He attended Mass each morning, and on holidays would visit the churches in Madrid and the nearby villages. Often throughout the day, he would become completely engrossed in prayer to God, his guardian angel, or the saints. He later married a very religious but poor girl like himself. From their marriage, they had one son who died at an early age. Thereafter, the couple pledged themselves to serve God in complete abstinence. Not all of Isidore's fellow workers were impressed by his habits of prayer, which sometimes affected his work. Some complained to the owner that because of Isidore's daily attendance at Mass, he usually started his field work after the others had begun, which did not allow them to work together in teams. The owner decided to check these reports and hid one day with several others to observe Isidore. On one particular morning, Isidore arrived after the others had started their plowing, and as the landlord came from his hiding place to scold him, we are told that a second team of snow-white oxen appeared, led by unknown figures, which plowed beside that of Isidore. When the work was completed, the strange team disappeared, which caused the owner to realize that supernatural help had been supplied to complete the work. At other times, it was reported that angels were seen helping Isidore. The owner never again questioned Isidore's work. In fact, he was given greater responsibilities. Isidore was especially aware of the needs of the poor and often shared his meals with them, taking for himself the leftover scraps. Once a large dinner had been prepared for the workers, and Isidore was invited, but he arrived very late because he had been praying in church. To make matters worse, Isidore brought a group of hungry beggars along with him. When the frustrated host explained that he could not possibly feed everyone, Isidore calmly said there would be enough for himself and for Christ's poor. When the serving began, the host was amazed to find there was more than enough for all. On another occasion, during a snowy winter, Isidore and a companion were carrying a sack of corn to the mill to be ground when he noticed a large number of hungry birds which could not find anything to eat. While his co-worker made fun of him, Isidore opened the sack and spread more than half of its contents on the ground. When they reached the mill, the bag was full again, and the ground corn had a better taste than ever before. Even after Isidore died in 1130, he continued to help others. It is said that in 1211, while King Alphonsus of Castile was engaged in battle with the Moors, Isidore appeared and showed him an unknown route which the king used to surprise and defeat the enemy. Again, when King Philip III of Spain was near death, the relics of Isidore were carried into his room, causing immediate recovery. Isidore was declared to be a saint in heaven in 1622, along with Saints Ignatius of Loyola, Francis Xavier, Teresa of Avila, and Philip Neri. His body has been preserved from corruption by God and lies in the Cathedral of Madrid. The habit of prayer comes from our recognition of dependence upon God. He always loves us, and may, if he chooses, even direct angels to help us with our work. But until that time, we should realize we are given graces adequate to strengthen us to complete our tasks.